Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And she said, list this.
Barstool Sports.
Corey's laptop.
Your mouths.
Ooh, is that it?
Yeah, it's in all your mouths.
Oh, man.
What?
Are you like a shark?
It came out of all of your mouths.
Oh.
Is that better?
What?
Man, that feels worse.
Y'all said all these things.
Okay.
What do you mean by y'all?
We said all of these things. Our mouths made these things happen.
Mm-hmm. You're regressing again.
Yeah.
No, I think you got it.
Can you not say mouth without people freaking out?
I just think about that Bush song.
Oh, mouth?
Yes.
Conveniently titled.
Oh,
man.
That's a good song.
What's it about?
Oh, man, I almost said something that would have got dumped.
No, I'm always...
I really did.
Hershiser.
Yep.
Mouth Bush.
Oh, my God. The hell?
My Google search.
A mustache.
My Google search.
Oh, my God.
My Google search instantly pulled it up.
What else got pulled up?
Yeah. Day.
Don't read it if you can't.
It's only that song.
Oh, that's the most surprising thing I've heard all night.
Oh, there's meaning. Bushmouth meaning.
What?
You guys ready for more surprising things while Corey does his bush research?
Yeah.
All right.
Man, mark that as a drop that I don't think you can play out of context.
Oh, it's about verbal abuse.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now we can't do what we were gonna do, because.
Yeah, it's about verbal abuse.
Shut up.
Sorry.
No.
All right, guys. I don't really know how to transition to this.
Or a chick with braces.
What?
Never mind. Back to you.
We have a lot of rants on this show. We got another one this week from Kevin.
You just had sex with a sibling. Why would you go? Maybe you should think about it again. No! Don't do that!
I mean, you've already done it, so you know.
That doesn't like you're make just... it better!
There are things in your life that have happened that you just naturally think about because it reminds you of something. So yeah, you probably will think about it again.
No! Okay, but I will tell you this.
Are you trying to say think about it by yourself?
No! No! Okay! No! Here's the hierarchy of wrong. At the least part of wrong in this horrible scenario is you thinking about it. The next least worst thing is you thinking about it while you're by yourself. The worst thing is you thinking about it and calling her up and saying, "You up, girl?" No!
But what if both of y'all are
No! If I didn't allow cousin sex, why would you think I would allow this?
So much to unpack!
Wow.
Holy crap.
I don't even remember some of that, but... Man.
Dude, you know why? Because whenever we have stuff like that happening, whenever we have segments that are that good, we're just passengers.
That good?
Yeah, well, I mean, but we're just passengers whenever it's that funny. We're not really even creating. It's just we're there and it's happening.
Those are the moments where people are like, how do you plan all that stuff out? I'm like, oh my God, did you hear? Do you think that's how that was planned out? It was not.
Yeah, that would have been a really long script.
Yeah.
We had another weird moment on this show, and it's, I think, our new Amari Stoudemire moment. This comes from Colby. Kevin, I don't think you've heard
this. You weren't here for this. Oh.
And they actually saw a Watson Bay luxury mariner. 34. What's that, mariner? Is it a luxury mariner?
I'm going to let you handle this.
Or is it a luxury mariner?
I think it's a mariner.
Mariner? All right. 34-foot luxury mariner.
Mariner?
Mariner?
A mariner?
I don't know. There's a 30-foot-long boat.
You didn't just think Seattle Mariners?
Man, I thought maybe they were named after something else.
Okay.
I didn't know they're named after boats. Mm-hmm. Never really did the research about their baseball team.
Fair enough. Wow, that was magical.
So we have weird pronunciation of the word mariner. Then we have this, also weird.
Just imagine when they're licking their...
What, Corey? That noise was so unsettling.
Focus in on that last part here. Do you need the Heimlich?
I don't know.
Colby might have.
Yeah, I'd be choking all night.
Gross.
This is a great text because I think I remember this. That rant was my favorite part of being in studio last week. That and Colby turning to me and asking, what the F was your name again?
It's Jimmy.
Is that where I got Jimmy from? Because I called him Jimmy in the elevator.
So you just somehow teleported his name onto... Wow,
yes.
That's incredible.
Your legacy lives on, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Appreciate the whiskey.
Yeah.
You got whiskey?
I did.
You'll appreciate this too, Colby.
I had a dream that I was eating my wife's last night. That was awesome.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I said toffee. I was eating my wife's toffee.
Play it one more time.
I had a dream that I was eating my wife's last night.
Toffee.
Jesus.
I'm not kidding you. There are moments in the show, and I know we've all had them about each other, but you really panic that person is about to forget where they are and what they're doing because so many of these conversations are like so similar to the way we talk off air,
right,
in the prep room and stuff like that, and just like when we're hanging out or whatever. And so sometimes I worry about y'all, and I'm sure you do the same for me, that you're just going to forget and just think it's a conversation in the break room.
This
and you're going to say...
Bob has...
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to say something different.
I was telling Adrian about that the other night and how I was like, and I also said I like to eat your pudding. And, you know, and she...
Damn! Oh, my God.
I was telling her about
Damn!
That, and she was like...
That was even worse.
She goes... You also like to eat my buttered rolls. And I was like, yes, I love your buttered rolls.
Oh, my God. I have never been so glad not to hear double S's in my entire life.
Pudding!
Holy sweet Lord. Even in the 10 o'clock hour, that's going to get us fired.
Corey, did you also tell Adrian about this?
It's a whole new gal that I'm hooking up with.
What?
What?
Why would you do that to her?
Well, maybe there's more info.
I deserve to tell my mom that I'm dating a Jewish woman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, my wife's Jewish, Kevin. And so I felt like I was the one that should be able to tell her that I'm telling my mom that my wife's Jewish.
I don't know why. That's my favorite now. Can you play that one more time?
I deserve to tell my mom that I'm dating a Jewish woman.
I'm married to the Jewish woman. That's even weirder.
So ridiculous.
And we never knew.
You think that's ridiculous?
Mazel tov.
Hey, have y'all seen my thong? That was Sybil's parents. They were looking
what?
For their flip-flops.
Oh.
And it freaked me out when he walked in and said that.
Are you sure? Because Corey actually had an answer for you.
I have a thong on under these pants.
Jeez. So much information.
I've never worn a thong.
Ever?
I mean, mark that. I don't know. Just cause.
She's never requested, hey, slip
nope.
into the banana hammock?
Nope.
What if she did?
Like the elephant trunk on it?
Dude, she's done things for me, you know?
With an elephant trunk?
Nope. I know her. I don't want to hear any more about this. Corey knows how I feel. Like, if he wasn't married and he just hooked up with some rando, I'd be like, let's hear all about it. But I know y'all's wives. So I don't want to hear anything about that.
Somebody just sent a toffee recipe from Food Network.
Are we sure it's toffee?
But it's not as good as Corey's, right?
No, my wife's toffee's the best.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You guys ate it. Y'all ate her toffee.
Oh, my God.
I did.
You got a whole can of her toffee. You got a whole can of her toffee, and you got a whole can of her toffee.
Man, it was gone after
you,
like
pervert
one night.
Oprah.
So we all got cans.
Like that lady at the gas station.
That's right.
Corey, you also said this week.
I'm sorry, Kai. You're in the sex thing now.
So if we ever have a guest named Kai,
book somebody. I don't care who it is.
That's right. What's Kai Forbath doing right about now?
What they're plugging, we'll figure it out. And then we can play that drop.
Can we book Kyler Murray and then just give him a nickname?
Oh, yes.
Kyler, do you mind if we call you Kai? And he's like, nah, I guess that's fine. And then we play that drop.
Oh, hold on. Get ready. Get that drop ready. What if he responded? Ask that question again.
Hey, Kyler, do you mind if we nickname you Kai?
I don't really know if I...
I'm sorry, Kai. You're in the sex thing now.
Why?
We almost had it.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
He pointed at you. You should have seen it.
Yeah, I missed that. But I didn't miss this, and I don't have any idea where Colby was going with this either.
I just came over here to smoke this cigarette, show you my right boob, and then kick your
just
bumper.
The right one.
Yes. That was a story. It was from down under.
Yeah, the lady showed off her boob. Uh-huh. Just the right one,
just
though.
Just the right one.
Just the right one.
Gotcha. Holy S, I've literally heard all of these, and I'm still dying laughing.
Colby, were you telling a story when you said this?
Never had the big guy there.
I didn't even hear it because I was snort laughing.
Let me go one more time.
Never had the big guy there.
Man, one more time because Corey is so enthusiastic about what you're about to tell him.
Never had the big guy there.
Yeah?
I don't know. I have no clue.
That is.
Damn it, guys. I have y'all on the radio.com app, and I'm trying to work out. I can't stop freaking laughing in the weight room.
Kevin, I feel like we haven't had a lot
of
drops
this has
from
been
this week.
Great.
Not anymore.
Sure. I don't know. Let's find a good looking guy.
Right?
That's like typical Kevin.
Yeah.
Is this?
Is that the person that kept licking it?
Yes.
Oh. Colby knows. Yes is the answer. Oh, jeez.
Colby, you did a really bad but also really good impression of the Family Guy character, the old man. Sounded like this.
Come here, little boy. Hey, you little muscly arm paper boy. I got some popsicles downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Come on over. You can get one. Hurry up, you little bitch!
That's what happened. That's what ended up happening. Do y'all not remember that episode?
Can I vote for that?
I don't. Wait. Wait.
Can I vote for that?
We can't hurry up, Corey, because...
Gotta put this down real quick. Hold
on. Oh, my God.
I think I said dog.
No, why would he bleep it then?
Yeah, listen again.
Gotta put this down real quick. Hold on.
Oh, that wasn't a D sound.
Yeah, sounded like you said penis.
Oh, man.
From the 817, man, I love you a-holes.
Thank you.
One last drop, guys.
Jesus, we have to perform sex acts. Regular $35? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Kevin was ready with the price.
Mm-hmm. But see, I feel bad because in the past I haven't supported you guys in some of these masterpiece of the week. So play that one more time. You'll hear. I'm supportive.
Jesus, we have to perform sex acts. Regular $35 or...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, support it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I know this one probably isn't going to win, but it still makes me laugh so much. It's Corey demanding... that he should be able to tell his mom that he's dating a Jewish woman.
I'm voting for Colby never having a big one there. A big man there? Is that what I'm talking
about? Big guy.
469 LMAO. Colby wants the big guy. For the 682, holy S, I can't stop crying. I'm seriously laughing so hard I might throw up.
I hope so. I hope you throw up.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the laughter.
I don't know.
I think the whole wife toffee's pretty good.
Oh, God. Scary.
Or the, no, wait. Did he? Was it a drop? It wasn't a drop when you said pudding. It was just what you said.
Yeah, I did say pudding this week, though. I did say that it was pudding and something else. Hold on, because I texted her and asked her about it.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. No, hold on. Hold on just a second.
Did she get confused in that conversation?
She sent, like, back the eye-rolling emoji or whatever, because I was like...
Not going to happen, huh?
Where did it go?
All right, Colby, so you're going to vote for...
Toffee.
Okay. Parker, we're at an impasse here.
All right. Just because of the chaos and conversation that it started.
Her cobbler. I loved eating my wife's cobbler, too.
Do you ever make cobbler for her?
It's peach cobbler that she makes, and I love her peach cobbler.
Does she ever gobble on your cobbler?
Dude, what are you doing right now?
Making y'all nervous?
I don't make cobbler.
I had a dream that I was eating my wife's... last night. That was awesome.
Oh,
dude, and you guys,
Jesus.
I told y'all how I eat her toffee.
You know what? This person actually said the Colby thong thing. I forgot all about that. I was very assertive when I was like, hey, where's my thong?
Hey, have y'all seen my thongs?
Like you said plural thongs.
Put your head into the room and ask real quick on your way out.
I love this show.
Do y'all put Masterpiece of the Week in the podcast? I'd love to listen to these all the time. Yes, I think every single week, Masterpiece of the Week makes it onto the podcast.
I think we should hide them.
You should be able to find lots of them. 972, you guys are great. I had to pull over because I choked on my water and couldn't stop laughing and coughing. Oh, I want you to be okay.
I don't
want
to be responsible for people dying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd be choking all night.
Gross. When you got the big guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.